I say unto my God, I got the best wife walking this planet that a man could ever ask for in our first lady. Woo, glory to God. Coming up in June, 32 years we'll be celebrating together. No, I didn't marry her when she's in the sixth grade. I know she looks that young. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I got the best family. I got the best church. Hallelujah. I am blessed beyond measure. I've had God bless me with the rights and the wonderful experience of preaching a double header with my dad, a triple header with my dad, my brother, and myself. And at 8 years old, I got a chance to stand on the platform with my son as he heard the voice of the Lord give him his first message to the congregation. He is not that little eight-year-old anymore. At 25 years old and 17 years of preaching the gospel, he is already seasoned in operation of the gifts of the Spirit through prophetic word. He is already seasoned to herald the word. You can hear the maturing in his voice. And I am so thankful that at this church, we don't operate on just a small outlook. We are ready for our expansion. We are ready for God. We are in our victory season. Would you stand to your feet and give God a great big hand of applause as you welcome the man of God to the pulpit, our associate pastor, Pastor David McClintock.
Yes, yes. Praise the Lord, everybody. Woo! Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. Oh, we're about to have church this morning. Amen. Amen. Saints of God, I feel the Lord in this place this morning. Amen. And I'm so excited to be with you today. I'm so excited to preach you and administer to you the word of God today. Before we do that, let's honor God. Father, we thank you for what you've already done today. Because God, we're laughing with joy because the victory is already here. Every tack, it failed. Every tack, it failed. So God, we thank you. We thank you, God. Even in the middle of the battle, we thank you, God. Even in the middle of the trial, we thank you, God. I feel you, Lord. Even where we're at right now, Father, we say thank you, Lord, for what you are doing right now in this place, right now in these people, right now in our hearts, right now in our minds, right now in our spirits, right now in our bodies, right now in my knees and in my back, Lord, right now, Father God, in our faith, right now, God, and everyone watching online, because it's a right now anointing, Father. So, God, we give you praise this morning, and we give you thanks this morning, God. Because you are King of Kings, and you are the victorious King, Father. Woo! Someone give God praise this morning. Someone give God praise this morning. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. You may be seated. Forgive me if I go a little bit Pentecostal this morning. Amen. And I feel it in me. And I've got a word of God for you. And I am privileged to be here this morning. And I don't know about y'all, but Fire and Glory was so amazing. Fire and Glory was so amazing. So I want to thank our leadership, apostle and prophetess. Thank you for helping us, leading us. Amen. We honor them. We honor them. Amen. Without great leaders, you have nothing. Amen. Amen. And we are blessed to have them. And wow, wow, wow. And so, oh gosh, God just has me in a stuck place right now because I feel him so strong. Because he wants to move on every person. And this word is not just a restart. Oh, I heard you, Lord. This is not your restart. This is your continuation. Because Fire and Glory wasn't a moment, but it's your momentum. God, I heard you, Lord. He says no longer, no more restarts. He says continuation. I'm adding fuel to the fire. I'm not quenching the fire, but I'm adding fuel to your fire. It's come to time, saints of God, where I'm not restarting no more. I'm not restarting my prayer. I'm not restarting my worship, but I'm going to continue. I'm going to continue in what God has done. I'm going to continue in the fire. I'm going to continue in the press. I'm going to continue after God. Woo, mighty God today. I heard you, Lord. I thank you. Before I get started, saints of God, and you just stay right. Yeah, ooh, I feel the Lord. Ain't that? Amen. That organ messed us Pentecostals up. Amen. Woo. Makes your back twitch a little bit. Amen. But when I was driving up to the church yesterday, because we were setting up our new streaming system, someone say upgrade. Yeah. And as I was driving to the church, the Lord said to me, he says, I'm giving you a new pursuit for a new season. I feel you, Lord. I'm giving you a new pursuit for a new season. Because it's our what? Our victory season. And when I'm walking it out, I can't have the same pursuit that I've always had. Oh, I feel the Lord. I can't have the same seek I've always had. And God said to me as loud as you can hear my voice today, I'm giving you a new pursuit for a new season. You're going to pursue past every child. You're going to pursue past every test, every tribulation, because he's giving you a new pursuit for a new season. And that's what I've come to preach to you today, saints of God. I've come to preach to you a passionate pursuit. Passionate pursuit. Amen. Passionate pursuit. This is so good. Someone tell your neighbor, I'm in hot pursuit. Now when you think of that, you think of the police. They say, we are in hot pursuit. They're running after someone. They're chasing someone down. And when I was younger, I used to love to watch cops all the time, because they would always chase the person down. They say, we're on a foot chase, or we're in hot pursuit. And what's crazy is that when you get into a passionate or hot pursuit, your speed and your actions change. Just imagine if police officers chasing you in hot pursuit, but he only going 30 miles an hour. As the person running away, you would always get away. And it's crazy because it applies to the same thing to our lives. We are trying to pursue God with a passionate, hot pursuit, but at the same speed. And God says, I am moving past your speed. You cannot pursue me at the same prayer. You cannot pursue me at the same worship you've been doing. You can't pursue me at the same amount of level of dedication you've been doing. Because God says, when I pick up the pace, you've got to pursue me in hot pursuit. Someone say, I'm in hot pursuit. You see, there's partial pursuit, and then there's passionate pursuit. Partial pursuit says, God, I'll give it to you when it's convenient. But passionate pursuit says, God, I'll give it to you whenever you call for it. God, I'll give it to you whenever you want it. I'll give it to you, Lord, whenever you desire. God, I'll seek your face even at my work. I'll seek your face even at my job. Even on a date, Father, I'll seek your face. God, when I'm feeling all alone, I will seek your face. Because I'm not in a season of partial pursuit, but I'm in a season of passionate pursuit. Jingle, jingle. Jesus, I feel you, Lord. You see, in this season, saints of God, I'm not going to have no partial pursuit no more, but I'm going to have a passionate pursuit. Someone say passionate. Yeah. And see, I'm gonna teach here in just a moment about what a passionate pursuit is. Before I do that, I want to tell you a story. Monday after Fire and Glory, it was so crazy. My lawn was about 3.5 feet tall. It was super crazy. And whenever you were there, Fire and Glory, amen. Because it was raining and I was here, I was serving. I worked 16 hours a day, Fire and Glory week. But amen, it was a worthy sowing and investment. And so when I got home and I was off that Monday, I saw the lawn, and the lawn was so super tall. And I said, this is unacceptable. Either I got to go get a cow or I've got to mow this. So I went out. Follow me. Watch me. Watch this. Because I'm talking about passionate pursuit. And I said, you know what, God? I'm going to put on my headphones, and because I don't necessarily enjoy mowing, saints of God. Come on, somebody. Unless I'm on a John Deere, it's a whole different story. But if I'm doing a push mower, come on, and you're going through 3 feet of grass, sometimes you ain't going to always appreciate the, ooh. You ain't always going to appreciate just the normal stuff, just the normal well-doing. And so sometimes we get so stuck in life. God, I got to mow again. God, I've got to go to work again. And God, I've got to talk to this person again. God, I've got to do this week again. I've got to do laundry again. I've got to clean the kitchen again. All the mothers said amen. And and I've got to cook again, and I've got to go to work again, and I got to go to sleep early. I want to watch a movie. Lord, I'm trying to, and we're just doing the normal stuff. Come on, somebody. A passionate pursuit interrupts your life. Come on. So while I was mowing the lawn, I had my headphones on, and God began to remind me as I was mowing, as I was pushing that mower, he began to remind me of the one Sunday morning when I was in a backslidden place, that one Sunday morning when I was in a rebellious season, that one Sunday morning when I was rebellious against God, and he began to remind me of how he called me back into his presence. He began to remind me how he called me back. So as I'm mowing, I begin to speak in tongues because I said, Lord, I thank you for where you brought me from. Lord, I thank you for how you saved me. Even as I'm mowing the lawn, even as I'm going through the grass, I'm getting grass cut over my legs, I begin to speak in tongues because I had a passionate pursuit for God. When you have a passionate pursuit for God, he can interrupt your everyday chores. He can interrupt you while you're texting your best friend. He can interrupt you at all times. I don't know about you, saints of God, but I want a God that's going to interrupt me during my daily life, because just having God on Sunday morning for 1 hour ain't good enough for me no more, because I have not gone through this season with a partial pursuit, but I'm going through it with a passionate pursuit. So he began to remind me, oh Jesus, that one Sunday morning when I was driving up and God put on a song on my radio in my car, because I was backslid, y'all, it was messed up, and God began to remind me and where he brought me from, and he began to pull on my heart. And that Sunday morning, I got rebaptized. I got rebaptized. Amen. I was back in the pool back there. And when they say there's something in that water, they mean there's something in that water. Oh, Jesus. Jesus. So I got baptized that morning, and the song on my headphone was, "You thought I was worth saving." And so as I'm mowing, I'm crying, I'm bawling tears, and I'm like, oh, God, oh, God. And these are noise-canceling headphones, so I'm just shouting, I'm praying, I'm speaking in tongues, and I'm mowing the lawn. I didn't care who heard me. I didn't care what was going on around me. I didn't care about the dogs. I didn't care about the neighbors, because I had a passionate pursuit for God. You see, when you have a passionate pursuit for God, your surroundings will not dictate how you pursue anymore, because I had a passionate pursuit for God. And when I begin to think about the goodness of God and how he saved me, how he rebaptized me, how he molded me and shaped me, I begin to speak in tongues even as I was mowing the lawn. And I felt God so strong. And you can feel God so strong in everyday life. You can feel him strong at your job. When I was working at Burger King, I was making chicken nuggets. I was the best chicken nugget maker you ever seen in your entire life. But oh my God, he would come and sit upon me because I was in passionate pursuit. My surroundings did not dictate my pursuit for God. Back to the lawn mowing story. I'm almost there. It's almost my introduction. And so I'm mowing, and then the song came in. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. And then it broke into praise break. Nothing but the blood. Nothing but the blood. Come on. So even as I was in my little tool shed, I was like, nothing but the blood. I started giving God a praise right then and there. Because I was in passionate pursuit. Never be ashamed of your passionate pursuit for God. Never be ashamed. We have people at football games that will take off their shirts and paint their whole entire bodies, and they're not ashamed to celebrate a simple football team. So I don't know about y'all, but their football team didn't die for them. The football team didn't sacrifice their sons for them. So I don't know about y'all. If they cannot be ashamed for that, I will not be ashamed for my love for Jesus Christ. I will not be ashamed for my praise for Jesus Christ. Even if while I'm mowing, I've got a praise dance, as I'm mowing, then I will do it because I am in passionate pursuit. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, yeah, yeah. No matter where you are, what you're doing, if you have passionate pursuit, God will meet you. If you want God to meet you at all times, outside of church even, have a passionate pursuit for God. Key number one to a passionate pursuit is ask, seek, and knock. Let's go to our first scripture, Matthew 7, verses 7 through 11. Let's read this. This is Jesus speaking here. The first key to a passionate pursuit is ask, seek, and knock. Watch this. Verse 7. In New Living, it says, keep on asking. Stop right there. Keep on asking. Keep on asking. I'm going to build your faith this morning. Keep on asking. Even when the answer didn't come the first time, keep on asking. Even when God was silent the first time, keep on asking. And you will receive what you ask for. Keep on seeking and you will find. Keep on knocking and the door will be open to you. For everyone who asks receives, whoever seeks finds, and to everyone who knocks, the door will be open. The door what? Will be open. Say it one more time. The door will be open. The door open. Your parents, look at this. Jesus says here, you parents, if your children ask for a loaf of bread, do you give them a stone instead? Just imagine if I went up to mom and said, Mom, can I have some food? And she gives me some rocks. Watch this. Look at this. Or if you ask for a fish, do they give you a snake? Jesus says, of course not. So if you sinful people know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give good gifts to those who ask him? Jesus says here, keep on asking and you shall receive. Keep on seeking and you shall find. Keep on knocking and the door will be open. A key to a passionate pursuit is asking, seeking, and knocking. Just because you didn't get an answer doesn't mean to stop asking. You see, saints of God, Jesus says here to keep on seeking. When there is no seek, there is no possibility for you to find what God wants you to find. Just imagine a treasure hunter. They have all the clues. They have all the treasure maps. They have everything. They have the north degrees. They have longitude and latitude. But if they have no seek, they will never find the treasure. So many times God can give us all the clues. He can give us all the instructions. He can give us all the maps. He can give us all the confirmations. He can give us all the dreams. He can make a buffalo come out of the sky. But until you have a seek, you will not find. Come on. I'm talking about passionate pursuit this morning. I'm talking about in your everyday life. I'm talking about I can't come to you and make you read your Bible. I can't come to you and make you praise during your work hours. I can't come to you and make you worship. Come on, somebody. But I can give you the clues. I can give you the maps. I can give you the instructions. But then it's up to you to seek the treasure. It's up to you to seek it and find it. And you'll begin to seek it when you find yourself in passionate pursuit. You see, partial pursuit, you only seek on Sunday morning. But in passionate pursuit, I'm seeking every day. Because, Father, I don't know what you want to tell me, but I want to know it every day because I'm in passionate pursuit. Woo! Because when you're in passionate pursuit, you say, God, I want to be wherever you are. Wherever you are. Jesus says to keep on knocking. Anyone ever been to someone's house and you knocked and they didn't come to the door? And you wait there for a couple of seconds and you knock again and they don't answer. You begin to think, now how many times is too much? Well, Jesus is never too much. He says here in the scripture, keep on knocking. Keep on knocking. Even when the door is not answered, even when the door doesn't come open. You see, what's crazy about God is that when you pursue him and you seek him and you have a passionate pursuit for him, he will lead you to the door. But it's up to you to knock on the door and begin to walk through it. Oh, that's good. A lot of times we have so many Christians, God led us to the door, and we're like, God says, I gave you the opportunity, I gave you the person, I gave you the connection, but until you knock on the door, it will not be open. Sometimes it won't happen on the first knock. It won't happen on the second knock. Sometimes in your prayer life, God won't answer you on your first knock. Sometimes it won't move in your first knock. But Jesus says there, keep on knocking. Keep on knocking, and the door shall be open. If you want a passionate pursuit for God, you have to ask, you have to seek, and you have to knock. Someone say, keep knocking. Oh, this is good. You see, and Jesus wraps up with this passage with a promise. He says that when we ask, our Father will give us good gifts. Yes. You see, God's not in the business of giving you for something you didn't ask for. He says God will give us good gifts. And you see, this good gifts in Greek means something that originates from God and is empowered by him through faith. God will give you something that originates from him and is only empowered by faith. Yeah. It's like when someone gives you a cell phone, you have to plug it in and charge it up. A lot of times God will give you that gift, but then you have to empower it through your faith. Oh, that's so good. You see, what God wants to give us only originates from him and is empowered by faith. Sometimes to ask, seek, and knock, you have to have faith that don't seem easy. That you have to have faith that don't seem simple. But it's the faith that God gives you that empowers his gift that he gives you. Watch this. When I'm in passionate pursuit, asking, seeking, and knocking, God hears me and he will answer. The time. It's just sometimes the timing's different. He will answer, just sometimes the timing's different. I want to encourage you this morning. When you ask God, you wanted it right then. Come on, everyone, raise your hand. Say amen. Amen. When I was 19, I was praying for the one. I wanted it right then. But God says, you ain't ready for the gift. I thought I was ready. Some of y'all asking for the financial blessing. God says, if I gave it to you, you would... Your timing is different from God's timing. Ah. You see, what's crazy about God's timing is that it's always perfect. And even though it's perfect timing, you don't understand it. And that's okay, you don't understand it, because when you're in passionate pursuit, I'm not worried about the timing. I'm just worried about seeking his face. I'm worried about being in his presence. I'm worried about having faith in him. Ask, seek, and knock. Woo, that's good. Perfect timing. Someone say perfect timing. Watch this. Key number two to have a passionate pursuit is don't get distracted. Oh, I'm about to preach on this. Watch this. Let's go to Jeremiah 29, 12 through 13. Jeremiah 29, 12 through 13. In those days when you pray, I will listen. This is God speaking. Next verse. If you look for me, what? Wholeheartedly. Hold on, let's read that again. If you look for me, if you pursue me wholeheartedly, you will find me. Let's read that one more time. If you look for me wholeheartedly, you will find me. Wholeheartedly means with complete sincerity and commitment. You can't have a passionate pursuit when you're distracted. Because a distracted pursuit and a passionate pursuit are two different things. Oh, watch this. Woo! When I'm pursuing God, I have to do it with my whole heart. And that's what gives me passionate pursuit. It comes from the depths of my spirit, and I'm committed to it. When I'm pursuing God, I'm committed to it. Oh, this is good. I'm teaching this morning. You see, so many things can be delayed in our lives because we get distracted. And you see, our distractions will never fill you as much as your passionate pursuit will. Yeah. Our distractions will never fill you as much as your passionate pursuit will. So let me show you what it looks like when we are distracted in pursuing God. Corey, come here for a second. So this is so good. So Corey, for this illustration, he is God, right? And so I'm in passionate pursuit of God. But I can never have a passionate pursuit if I'm always distracted, right? So Corey's moving forward. God's moving forward. I'm walking with him. Oh, look at that over there. There's a new relationship. Oh, God, you're over there. And then watch what God has to do. When we get distracted, God's got to say, I have to reset, because I had to walk you through some things. I had to walk you through some things to get you ready for your destiny. So if I get distracted on the pursuit, if I get distracted along the journey, if I get distracted along the way, there's some things I'm going to miss that God was trying to teach me. And so I had to get reset. You see, sometimes, like the children of Israel in the wilderness, they had to be reset and reset and reset because they kept missing the test. They kept missing it. But God is saying for this season, there's no longer going to be no more resets. We are pursuing God with a passionate pursuit. So no matter where he goes, I'm on him at all times. No matter where he goes, I'm seeking his face at all times. No matter how bad life is getting with me, I'm seeking him at all times. No matter how many people are talking bad about me, I'm seeking God at all times, because he's teaching me some things. He's strengthening me with some things. Even though it's shaky, even though it's dark, I'm trusting him and I'm pursuing him. Wherever he goes, I go. Wherever he goes, I go. And I'm not going to get distracted. To have a passionate pursuit, you cannot have distractions. Too many times, you know what happens? Thank you, Corey. You know what happens when you get distracted? Your distractions become your rest stop. And now your pit stop. Watch this. In NASCAR, a pit stop is always less than 10 seconds. The driver has to change his tires, has to get refueled, has to get new traction, has to get new fuel for his engine. He takes a quick break, drinks his water, and then he gets back on the track and pursues victory. Less than 10 seconds. It's just a pit stop. Too many times, the reason why we've been stuck is because we've been taking rest stops. We check into Motel 6 of our spiritual lives, and something God gave us, we're resting on it. Oh God, that pursuit is taking a lot out of me. And God, I'm just going to take myself a rest stop. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, Jesus. And now that you took a rest stop because you got distracted, now you've been delayed. Come on, somebody. I'm not saying don't rest. Come on. I'm not saying that you got to work 24/7. Don't get me wrong. What I'm saying is sometimes God gave you an idea for a book and you've been resting on it for 6 years. Sometimes God gave you an idea for a business and you've been resting on it for 15 years. Sometimes God told you to invest in the stock market and you've just been waiting for 37 years because you're scared, and because of different distractions, you made it your rest stop. People are like, Pastor David, why am I growing? Because you're just at your rest stop. You're at Motel 6 in your spiritual life. Come on, somebody. But this is what happens. Come here. Come over here. Watch this. This is what happens. This is what happens when we just take pit stops. Oh, it's open? Oh, amen. That's all right. That's good. So we're pursuing God, and we say, okay, God, I'm pursuing you. I'm just taking a rest stop. Thank you, Lord. Drink the water. Amen. Now we keep on going. Keep on going. Keep on pursuing. Work was bad today. Hold on, God. Give me 1 second. I got to spend time in your presence. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to keep on going. I'm going to keep on going. My family members are talking about it. I mean, hold on. I need to stop in your presence. Amen, Jesus. Keep on going. And Lord, things are not going the way I expected them to go. Oh, hold on, God. Let me take a rest in your presence. Amen. It becomes my pit stop. Let his presence be your pit stop. Thank you, Corey. Let his presence be your pit stop. Amen. Amen. When you look for me wholeheartedly, you will find me. This is God speaking. He says, you will find me. When you look for me wholeheartedly. You see, wholeheartedly means with complete sincerity, with all your heart. There was a season in my life where I was looking for God, but it wasn't with all my heart. There's a difference between looking for God and looking for him with all your heart. You see, I can look for someone. If someone's, I text them, where you at? Okay, whatever. But if I look for them with all my heart, I try to track their location down. I'm going to get in my car. I'm going to drive around. I'm going to ask for clues. Where did this person go? How are they moving? What did you see? When was the last time you saw them? What direction did they go? I'm looking for them wholeheartedly. When I am searching for God wholeheartedly, I begin to do things different. God, what are you doing this season? God, how do you want to use me? How do you want to use the church? What do you want me to give? How do you want me to sow? Wholeheartedly. That's so good. That's so good. Saints of God, there's things God gave you. And God says, don't rest on it in this season. Don't rest on it. Just take a quick pit stop in his presence. Keep on moving. Keep on pursuing. Someone say passionate pursuit. Key number 3 to a passionate pursuit is to keep pressing in your pursuit. Keep pressing. You see, pursuing God and his promises never come without the press. Never come without the press. In our pursuit for God, there will always be a press. There will always be a resistance. But in the resistance is when you find that it's not you who gives you strength, but it's God who gives you strength. Strength to keep moving forward. Strength to keep pushing. Strength to keep pursuing. Watch this. Even when my footing gets slippery and I feel shaky, uncertain. God, what's going to happen? How is this going to work out? Feel shaky, uncertain. Anyone ever been there before? You get shaky. Get uncertain. God, how's this going to work? A shaky moment in our life doesn't mean to give up. It means to lean. When I get shaky, when I get slippery in life, and I'm uncertain of my pursuit for God. God, I'm pursuing you, but I'm not seeing anything happen. And it's shaky. It doesn't mean give up. It simply means lean. Lean not upon your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. Come on, somebody. A shaky moment doesn't mean you fail. It just means you need to lean into God more. Ooh, that was good. I like that one. You need to lean into God more. Lean not, because we lean a lot of times on our own understanding. Because human nature is, I'm going to figure this out on my own. And see, that's what faith does. Faith says, I'm going to cancel that. So you have to lean on God. That's what passionate pursuit will cancel your expectations. When you are in passionate pursuit of God, it will cancel your expectations. And God says, you got to come to my expectations because I'm in passionate pursuit. I know that's deep, wasn't it? Woo! But there is a press in your pursuit. When I used to play football, I would have to pursue the person that was running with the ball. But there were always people trying to block me because that's football. They're always in the way. And I had to have a press against the opposition to get to what I was pursuing. You see, the presence of pushback just means you're doing exactly what God wanted you to do. Oh, that's good. You just have to adapt and overcome. There were sometimes some people in football, I had to do a swim move. There were some people I had to do a spin move. Some people I had to run around them because they was too big for me. Come on, somebody. Some people I would plow right through them because I was like, y'all, I'm more than you, buddy. And I'd plow right through them. You have to adapt and you have to overcome. Just because you feel pushback doesn't mean you failed. It means you are one step closer to your victory. That's good. That's good. Yeah, watch this. Saints of God, never give in and never give up in your pursuit for God. When you combine passion with your pursuit won't be stopped. This is good. Your passion gives you the push to keep pursuing. You see, a lot of us have partial pursuit to when we feel pushback. I'm going to take a rest stop. I'm going to take it easy. All right, thank you, God. But passionate pursuit says, God, I'm pushing through it. I'm pushing through every opposition. I'm pushing through every test, and I'm going to get to you. You see, whatever you combine your pursuit with is the fruit you will receive. When you combine pursuit and prayer, you will receive the fruit of power. When you combine pursuit and word, you will receive the fruit of wisdom. When you combine pursuit and faith, you will receive the fruit of the impossible. Whatever I combine my pursuit with shows me what I will reap. If I'm pursuing relationships, you will reap a relationship. But if I'm combining my pursuit with my faith, I will reap the fruit of the impossible. Well, that's so good. Thank you. Amen. Key number four to a passionate pursuit is consistency. Watch this. Let's go to Hebrews 11, verse 6. Hebrews 11, verse 6. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he exists. I mean, we've got to believe that he exists. And that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. A rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Diligently just doesn't mean one time. Remember what Jesus said earlier? He said, keep on seeking. God is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. That seek him when it's good, seek him when it's bad, seek him when they're tired, seek him when they're full of energy. They seek him when they're sad. They pursue God when they're happy. They pursue God when they're frustrated. They pursue God when everything around them don't make no sense. They pursue God because they are pursuing God and they are a diligent seeker. And he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. You see, you have to have consistency in your pursuit. You can be passionate in your pursuit for God, but if it's not consistent, it will never reap any fruit. I can be passionate about something for 1 week and it still will never do anything. I can go to the gym one time and be passionate about it. But if I never go again, I ain't going to reap any fruit. Oh, no, am I penetrating this morning? Come on, somebody. Jesus says you got to have consistency with your pursuit. God's going to challenge you to read more. He's going to challenge you to worship more. He's going to challenge you to pray more. He's going to challenge you to come up to the church more and be on these altars more. Come on, somebody. Because with a pursuit, you have to have consistency. God says here, I'm a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. You may not see the reward right now. Sometimes you have to have long-term consistency. Long-term consistency. Sometimes I had consistency for a season, and then it went away. But you have to have long-term consistency. Come on, somebody. Even when God gave you the promise, come on, Abraham waited 25 some odd years for the promise. Long-term consistency. But the long-term consistency reaps a long-term harvest. Amen. Amen. Oh, that's good. Now watch this. You see, when you have long-term consistency along the way, God begins to remove some stuff from your life. And you're thinking, Pastor David, that sounds like I'm losing stuff. And you said God's a rewarder. You're not losing, baby. He's just making room for the reward. Come on. God said, you didn't lose nobody. You didn't lose nothing. You thought you lost it, but I was making room for it. You thought you lost that money on your checking account, but I was making room. Come on. You thought you lost that time on a Saturday morning, but I was making room for me to speak to you. You thought you lost that relationship, but I was making room for the right one at the right time. Come on, somebody. When you think you lost it, God says, I was just making room for it. Because he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. He is a rewarder. I need you to know that this morning. He is a rewarder. When you have passionate pursuit for God, he will reward you. Oh, that's so good. Someone say he's just making room. Watch this. And one more key. This is not even on my notes. One more key to a passionate pursuit is don't let your past penetrate your pursuit. Don't let your past penetrate your pursuit for God. Don't let your past penetrate your pursuit. You see, what the devil will try to do is when you're passionately pursuing God is try to tell you what you've been doing. Remember what happened this time. Remember what happened about that. He'll try to always remind you of what you did, how you slipped, how you messed up. And you see, the key to that is when the devil tries to do that to me, I say, look how God turned it, though. Look how God turned it, though. Look how he turned it around in my life, though. The devil tries to remind me of my past, but look, oh, devil, well, look how he turned it. Look how he took me from the dark place. Look how he turned it. You're trying to remind me of it. I'm going to remind you of how I was victorious because my past will not stop my passionate pursuit for God. So devil, you can't tell me where I came from, because look how God turned it. Devil, you can't tell me how I messed up, because look how God turned it. Woo! I feel you, Lord. Look how God turned it. Woo! Jesus. Don't let the devil keep you stuck in your past. You don't have to carry that anymore. Oh, that's so good. I felt the Lord on that. Woo! That was not even my notes. Look how God turned it. Look how God, someone tell your neighbor, look how he turned it. That's so good. So you've got these keys for passionate pursuit. You may be asking, well, David, Pastor David, why is this even important? Why do we as Christians have to have a passionate pursuit for God? Let me tell you a story. One time when I was just a small kid, I was learning to swim in the swimming pool. And Dad, being 6 foot, 6'5", I forgot how tall he is. In the pool, you know, he looks like a giant. I'm little 6-year-old David, learning how to swim. And Dad's teaching me how to swim. And all throughout the pool, I'm running after Dad in 3 feet of water, running after Dad, and he's running away. We're playing in the pool, shooting each other with water guns, doing all this different stuff. And he taught me how to swim in the shallow end. He taught me how to swim in the shallow end. But then my dad started to go to the deep end. This is why pursuit's important. As I began to pursue Dad, you know, they got that line in the pool. The line came across, and I said, Dad, I've never been in the deep end before. But Dad went under anyways. He said, just come with me. And I thought, oh, Dad, I don't know about that. I don't know if I can go into the deep end, because I don't know if I'm ready for that quite yet. And watch this. What happened was, is I got out of the pool, and what happened is I stood on the edge of the deep end. And I said, Dad, I'm scared. I can't see the bottom of the water. I'm little 6-year-old David. I'm just learning how to swim. I'm scared. I can't see the bottom of where I'm going. I can't see it. And my dad says, just trust me. And he goes, watch, son. He goes all the way underneath, and his head's still sticking out of the water, even though it's like 6 feet deep. He goes, son, I've got you. He said, son, I've got you. So I need you to trust me. I'm telling you, I need you to take the jump. Oh, I need you to take the jump. Someone tell your neighbor, take the jump. And even though I was scared, you see, I took the jump. And what's crazy about it is I was still scared while I was in the middle of the air. The fear didn't go away when I took the jump. The fear was still there. Even in the middle of the air, as I'm flying through the air, I believe I can fly. I was still scared because I did not know where I was going. I didn't know how I was going to make it work. I didn't know how I was going to float to the top. I didn't know how I was going to swim. I didn't know how I was going to survive. But I had to trust the person in the deep end. And even though I was scared, even though I was worried about it, I took the jump anyways. And what happened was, is when I landed into the deep end, my dad was right there to bring me back up out of the water and help me swim through it. Now watch this. It's the same thing with God. He'll invite you to the deep end. And it's scary. Real scary. But God is saying this morning, take the jump. Because when you have passionate pursuit, God will take you into the deep end. Because in the deep end is where exceedingly, abundantly, above all you could ever ask or think is at. In the deep end is where open doors that no man can shut is at. In the deep end is where the glory, signs, and wonders is at. You see, that's why I got to have a passionate pursuit. Because if I was just playing around with Dad in the pool, if I'm just playing around with God, I will only stay where I'm comfortable. But when I have a passionate pursuit, God will invite me into the deep end. And you see, sometimes it's scary. And sometimes it's fearful. And sometimes the deep end, I can't see where it's going. I don't see how it's going to happen. I don't see how I'm going to swim. But God is saying to you this morning, trust me. I know you've been jumping in the deep end. I know you're flying through the air right now. And you have no control. But God is saying, trust me. And come to the deep end. Woo. What's crazy about that example was that Dad invited me to the deep end. He didn't force me. Yes. Same thing with God. He will invite you, but he'll never force you. For all of you today, hear your Pastor David's voice. Reason why we need passionate pursuit is because do you want to stay in the shallow end or do you want to dive into the deep end? You can stay in the shallow all you want. Because God will never force you to the deep end, but he will always invite you. This word is for every person this morning. He's inviting you to the deep end. And the deep end makes you sacrifice. The deep end makes you jump. How many of you ever seen someone, they go to jump and they're just like, they lean right here like this. And that's a lot of us this morning watching online and here today. You are about to jump in the deep end. Oh, but Lord, I don't know how you're going to do it. Oh, God, I don't know how you're going to provide. Come on, single people. God, I don't see nobody. There ain't nobody. There ain't no one. There ain't no prospects. There ain't nothing. Come on, I used to be there. God, there ain't nothing. But God says, I want you just to jump in the deep end. Come on, somebody. God says, at my job, Lord, if you tell me to leave this job and you tell me to go somewhere else, I don't see the other possibilities. I don't see how you're going to do it. I can't see the bottom. I can't see the end result. And God says, take the jump. Come on, somebody. God, if I pray for those around me, if I do this, if I go out and witness, if I put my name on the line, people are going to ridicule me. People are going to talk negative about me. And God says, take the jump. Come to the deep end. As I come to a close this morning, I want you to know that your passionate pursuit will always take you to the deep end. But you've got to jump. You've got to jump. Saints of God, listen to me. In this season that we're in, God wants you to take the jump, the leap of faith. I preached a message in 2020. It was titled, Get Out of the Boat. And what's crazy is God will bring it back around. Bring it back around till you take your step. Come on, somebody. And what's crazy about God is that he will invite you to the deep end knowing you're scared, and he'll just sit there smiling at you like, come on. That's what Dad did to me. He invited me. He's just sitting there smiling. I know you're scared, but I've already got the end result for you. I've already got the source of strength for you. I've already got the source of the outcome for you. I've already got it for you, but you've got to take the jump. And when you have a passionate pursuit for God, you will take the jump. I would ask everyone to stand their feet this morning. Thanks to God, the reason why I preach this message is because I believe that in this season we are in, we have to have a passionate pursuit. Our old pursuit of God, our old way of doing things with God, you can stay stuck. You can be at the rest stop in your spirit, or you can pursue him passionately with everything you have. And when you do that, God's going to challenge you. But the challenge never breaks you. It only builds you. That's so good. For some of you this week, God's going to challenge you big time. I don't know what he's going to challenge you in. It may be in your prayer life. It may be in your worship life. It may be in a relationship. It may be at your job. He may challenge you. But God says, pursue it with passion and take the leap. And when you do, he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek you. Some of us this morning, you may be already in the middle of the jump. And you may feel like you're in the air and you have no control, but God says, don't worry, I've got you. Because I'm in the deep end with you. Saints of God, I need you to know that whenever we passionately pursue God, he will never forsake you, never leave you. But you have got to take the leap, take the jump, take that passionate pursuit. Father, we thank you for this word today. And God, we know, we thank you. You challenged us. Some of us, Lord, have been at the rest stop. We've been resting on some visions and promises you gave us. Lord, some of us were teeter-tottering at the deep end. Lord, some of us, we've been passionate, but just not consistent. So God, we ask that you talk to us, speak to us, oh Lord. Show us, God, what you want us to do for our passionate pursuit in this season. God, we thank you that as we pursue you, our actions change. Our mindset changes. Everything we are changes, Father. And God, through our works, through our jobs, through everyday life, God, we will passionately pursue you with everything we are. And God, we thank you in advance, God, for the deep end. We thank you in advance, God, that you are already making a way. Because you're a miracle worker, promise keeper. You're a light in the darkness, Father. So God, I ask that you speak to every heart this morning. To every person that is here today and is watching online, speak to them, Lord. Challenge them in their faith. Challenge them in their spirit. Challenge them in their prayer life, in their worship life, in their normal pursuit, God. Lord, we ask you help us to amp it up. Lord, we ask that you help us to amp up our pursuit and make it passionate pursuit for you. And Father, we thank you that as we do, you are a rewarder of those who diligently seek you. So Father, we love you. And Father, we choose to take the jump into the deep end. In Jesus' name, I feel you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Thank you. Let's Let's just worship just for a moment.
I will trust in you.
Yes,
Lord. Always.
Just worship, just worship. I feel you, Lord.
Oh, ancient of days.
Come on, sing it. Worship.
For you are the rock.
Darkest of days, you made a way. In my darkest of trials, God, you made a way. Because you always make a way. So, Father, we thank you, God, for peace to every person today. Peace in their hearts, peace in their minds, peace in their spirits, oh God. And the Lord, no matter what they are going through, Father, no matter what tests will come, Lord, they will trust you. And they will passionately pursue you. And they will run after you with all their heart, all their mind, and all their soul. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Sing that. Yes, Lord. Oh, sing that thing to God. Jesus.
When I'm standing here, only because
this word is sealed in you, God. Father, this word is sealed in you. We will press and we will pursue you passionately, God, because we don't want the shallow end anymore, Father. But God, we want to dive into the deep end. So, Father, we thank you for fresh strength, fresh energy, fresh peace, and fresh joy. For God, you've always made a way, and Lord, you will continue to make a way in all that we do. Father, we thank you. We thank you, Lord. You've given us fresh strength. Yes, Lord. I thank you, God, for fresh strength. Fresh strength. Fresh peace. Fresh joy. Those temptations won't have the same power anymore. Those trials won't have the same power anymore. But God, we thank you for fresh strength. To every person here today, to every person watching, God, fresh strength, Lord. Oh, my God, thank you, Jesus. I heard the Lord say, I'm with you. That's what he said. He says, I am with you. I'm with you. And as you pursue, you're going to feel him stronger and stronger than ever before. You're going to experience new levels of worship than before. new levels of praise, new levels of reading the word, understanding, because God says, I am with you. So, Father, we thank you. And, Lord, all these things we've asked for, all these things we've learned today are from you. And, God, we thank you. We appreciate you. And all these things we pray. We pray in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's give God praise this morning. Say to God, amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Now, thanks to God. I know that was a challenging word, but sometimes you never grow until you're challenged. The eagle doesn't learn how to fly until it's been kicked out of the nest. I didn't learn how to swim in the deep end until Dad invited me to jump. And until I took the jump, I was never comfortable with the deep end. I was never familiar with the deep end until I took the jump. See, maybe you may be feeling that challenge this morning. You may be feeling God pulling on you, but that's because he wants you in the deep end. He wants to grow you. So tonight is a perfect opportunity to show your passionate pursuit. Because tonight we're having a glory service, testimony service, worship time at 6 p.m. And I want to invite you to come back tonight and show God your passionate pursuit. Ooh, that's going to be so good. How many is ready for that? Amen. Amen. That's so good. That's so good. It's been an honor. It's been a privilege this morning. I pray this word's blessed you, and God's going to do great things for you. Amen.